The Milwaukee Bucks pushed a winning streak to 16 before losing at home to the Philadelphia 76ers on Saturday. Fortunately, they rebounded and held off a big comeback by the Washington Wizards last night in the nation's capital. We got a few weeks left until the playoffs, but the Bucks are currently positioned on top of the NBA Eastern Conference with the Boston Celtics not far behind. What is the key to the Bucks' success? Will they stay hot? What does their playoff picture look like? Eric Naim is a staff writer for The Athletic covering the Milwaukee Bucks. He's the author of the book 100 Things Buck Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. You got the Bucks winning 21 of their last 25 games by my count, including that 16-game streak. What to you is driving that success?
Yeah, I mean, from that 16-game streak at the start of it, Chris Middleton got back on the floor. Chris Middleton, three-time All-Star, one of their key players. He's been struggling with injuries throughout the season, and he got back on the floor, and they started to win. And I don't want to make it seem like that's the only reason. This is a team that has two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo at the forefront. Jrue Holiday made his second All-Star appearance, his first in over a decade this year. So they're a very talented team, but that talent and that depth really goes to another level when they put Chris Middleton on the floor, when they're able to have, you know, their big three, as they've been called over the years, together. So having him back on the floor really helped out. And then Giannis has just been performing at an MVP level again. And I think with the Bucks, it can be at times something that gets taken for granted just because he's healthy. He tends to play quite a bit. He tends to play great when he plays. He plays hard when he plays. But he's just been fantastic once again this year. He's averaging a career high in points, up over 30 this year. He's just been spectacular, and he's really just the head of the snake for a really well-coached and kind of designed team with all the depth that they have this season.
You mentioned coaching, and you had an interesting tactical note, I think it was in your write-up, on that Washington game. A focus this year on, we're going to fight harder for offensive rebounds, even at the cost of getting back quickly on defense. What does that look like? How has it changed the game?
Yeah, this is a Bucks team. If you know anything about Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer, you know that he is obsessed with defense. The Bucks have had been very good offensively, don't get me wrong, over his 5 years here as coach in Milwaukee, but he only thinks about defense. He is obsessed about it at all times. I don't think he sleeps most nights because he's thinking about a missed box out or a missed chance or a missed contested shot. Those are the things that keep him up at night. So it's really hard for him to think about compromising that. It's really difficult for him to think about, oh, on the offensive end, let's have our guys really crash the offensive glass hard and go after these offensive rebounds, when if you do that, you could be out of position for transition defense. And as Mike Budenholzer will tell you, transition defense is the start of a great defensive possession. And you just kind of have all these things working together. And when you decide to go for offensive rebounds, that makes things more difficult. But the Bucks have managed to not be all that much worse in transition. They give up a few more points every couple weeks there, but it's really not too big of a deal. And they've been in the top 10 in offensive rebounding this year. So they've managed to squeeze a little bit more out of the offense, a few more extra possessions. And those can kind of be the differences in game while still being the NBA's best defense. And that overall is kind of the thing. Like if the defense really would have been truly compromised by being more aggressive on the offensive glass, I think you would have seen Mike Budenholzer decide against it after a month or so. But instead, they've been able to crash the glass on offense. They've been trying to grab more offense rebounds, and they've still been very good defensively. So Mike Budenholzer is sleeping well at night.
Speaking of transitions, we got a little over a month until playoff season. You know, the NBA regular season is one thing. Playoff season, it's the same game, but it seems to function a little differently in some ways. What are you seeing the Bucks do as they get ready for the playoff season?
Yeah, the big thing for the Bucks is this is probably the deepest roster general manager John Horst has constructed with Mike Budenholzer at the helm. So across the last 5 years, they've been one of the best teams in basketball. And now you're really looking at a deep team. At the trade deadline, they added Jay Crowder, who's a former Marquette basketball player, been around the league for over a decade. They added him. They added Goran Dragic the other day. They added Myers Leonard. They added a number of players that now, if you look at their roster, they could legitimately, you know, if you get to the 13th spot on the roster, that's still a guy that could play. And in the playoffs, sometimes you only play seven guys in the games that really matter, in the toughest environments. You really only go with the guys that you trust, and that to me is what this next month is about. Is it's getting everyone ready for the playoffs, keeping, you know, guys 8 through 13 in rhythm and able to contribute, because you might need them for some series but might not need them for others, and then also getting the big three ready. We haven't seen Chris Middleton play a back-to-back quite yet this season, so he hasn't been able to play on back-to-back nights. He's only been playing about 25 minutes a night, and if you're the Bucks, you need to see those minutes start to creep up, because it's not just getting to, you know, 33, 34 minutes that he would play in the regular season. In an ideal world, those big three, those three best players on your team are going to play 40 plus minutes in the most important playoff games. And Chris Middleton is pretty far off from that. So to me, that is what this next month is about, is getting the big three ready. It's getting everybody on the roster ready. And it's starting to figure out exactly how this puzzle can get put together once you get in the playoffs, and you got to beat four different teams to get all the way to a championship, and the Bucks trying to win their second NBA championship in 3 years.
In just our last minute or so, Eric, which team is the biggest potential stumbling block for the Bucks come playoff time?
After seeing them on Sunday, I think there's a little bit of temptation for me to say the Philadelphia 76ers, but I just thought that was a spectacular basketball game. I'm not sure that that's something that the Sixers can sustain night in, night out in a playoff series. So I will go with the Boston Celtics. I think the Bucks and the Celtics are the two best teams in the NBA this season, and that includes the Western Conference. Those two have been the favorites from the start of it. We got a great playoff series between those two teams last year. Goes seven games without the Bucks having Chris Middleton, and the Celtics have added some pieces, and the Bucks have done the same. And Chris Middleton isn't all the way back and healthy yet. But in an ideal world, you know, another month and a half or so, you know, we get into May, and those two teams are playing in the Eastern Conference Finals, and we all kind of get the moment that we want, and we'll see if that ends up being the case.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Eric Nahm is a staff writer for The Athletic, covering the Milwaukee Bucks. We talked to him about the Bucks' hot streak and the home stretch to the playoffs.